The president campaigned in 2000 on a promise to reform the nation's schools. Some new statistics may deal a blow to those reforms. Under the president's No Child Left Behind Act, some public schools are labeled as failing. Parents can seek alternative schools, including charter schools. Those are schools operated independently of public school bureaucracies and run by private companies or other groups. But new data from the Education Department suggests that charter school students are actually behind comparable students in public school. We're going to hear two perspectives on that information, starting with Jack Jennings of the Center on Education Policy.
What this data shows is that there's no silver bullet. We can't pretend that charter schools are an easy answer to changing schools for poor kids, and we can't pretend that there's any other simple answer. What it means is that we have to apply ourselves to improving public schools, especially for the poorest children, and it's going to be a long and difficult task.
Rick Hess also joined our discussion. He's director of education policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute. And he says the numbers don't really show what charter schools can do to help individual students.
The fact that schools that are working with advantaged populations or disadvantaged populations are able to perform at some arbitrary bars, not as important to families trying to make decisions as are students who attend these schools getting better at the skills they need to learn.
Jack Jennings of the Center on Education Policy, is the comparison here fair between fourth graders who are in public schools and fourth graders who are in these charter schools, which may be right around the corner, but it's different kids?
The comparison is fair. And this is one of the good aspects of the No Child Left Behind Act, because it does apply accountability measures to all schools, including charter schools. What's happened is that in a number of states, such as Arizona, they've been so infatuated with charter schools that they've allowed them to grow without much supervision, on the theory that the market knows best for kids. Well, the market doesn't always know what's best for kids. And the No Child Left Behind Act demands that those schools be accountable as much as regular public schools. And it's about time that we knew where charter schools stood as compared to regular schools.
Gentlemen, what role should charter schools be playing, if they're working correctly, under the No Child Left Behind law, the major reform of the Bush administration in education?
Well, this is Jack Jennings. This report is bad news for the No Child Left Behind Act's set of remedies. Because what that act says is that after a certain period of time when schools do not raise their test scores, then they have to be dissolved and taken over by the state or made into charter schools or have some other major governance change made into them. This report shows that taking a school that's not doing well and making it into a charter school may not be the answer.
Rick Hess, this is supposed to be an alternative to failing public schools. You do discount whether the data show problems in the charter schools, but you certainly don't have any evidence that they're a great alternative yet.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, I think this notion that charter schools, because they're charter schools, are going to be more effective learning environments is more than a little naive. And I think Jack's absolutely right that anybody who's promulgated charter schools as a silver bullet is just as misguided as those who promoted magnet schooling in the 1980s or alternative schools in the 1970s as a silver bullet. The fact is that what we need to do is change the larger superstructure through which we provide schooling, that we have an educational environment which was built to very effectively meet the challenges of the 1920s and the 1940s, but the opportunities and the challenges of the 21st century are a little different. And to think about charter schooling as one piece of a larger effort to ensure that we focus schools on serving all children effectively, that we reward effective educators, that we open up the environment to let new and good ideas flourish, I think makes a lot of sense.
All this news comes out just as the administration is beginning to name failing schools across the country and give parents an option to try to go to some other school, perhaps including a charter school. Could I ask each of you to offer some advice to parents at failing schools? What should they do?
This is Jack Jennings. My advice to parents would be to ask for the test scores in those schools, ask for the qualifications of parents in those schools, ask to know more about those schools. Don't just think that a label, namely a charter school, is going to ensure that your kid is going to know more or get better educated.
Yeah, this is Rick Hess. I think Jack's exactly right that just as, you know, calling a school a private school or a charter school or a community school doesn't mean anything. And in fact, calling a school a failing school doesn't mean anything. Too frequently, the way we have constructed No Child Left Behind, schools can be labeled as failing to make adequate yearly progress, whether or not they are effective schools, because one group of students out of 25 or 30 or 40 discrete groups of students in that school have failed to make a specific statistical measure. What parents really need to be concerned about is, can they see some evidence that these schools are effectively helping students make real strides as they move from grade to grade and moving particularly in important skills?
Frederick Hess is Director of Education Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
We've also spoken to Jack Jennings, the Director of the Center on Education Policy. And thank you to you.
Thank you.